But as promised, our European Union update, Dr. Rob Congdon. First of all, Rob, where in the world are you? I know you're very busy speaking at a conference.
Yes, I've been in Chicago, Lake Zurich, at a conference at Quentin Road Bible Church, and it's been an exciting conference. It goes from like about 8 in the morning to 11 at night, so it's a busy time, great teaching, really have enjoyed it, and have met a lot of good people, including some of the listeners, so it's always a joy to meet them.
Yes, absolutely. Give our greetings to them, by the way, and also to the pastor there at the church leading up the conference. The conference has a focus on what, Rob?
The focus is on grace and the gospel, getting the gospel out and understanding Scripture. It's a heavy in Scripture teaching, and so it's been exciting, and certainly in light of many of the current fads and trends, they've been dealt with and explained biblically what is wrong and what is unfortunately coming into Christianity and from every direction.
Well, praise the Lord for your opportunity to participate in that outstanding conference there in the Chicago area. Rob, before I get to the economy in the European Union, talk to me about the EU making a decision to boost relationships, trade relationships with Israel, despite the settlements. They had some problems with the Jews in the settlements there in Judea and Samaria, but now it seems like they need some more foodstuffs.
Well, yes, I've said several times, we've talked about it. Europe depends on major products from Israel, both technological and their fruits and vegetables. And so Israel is very important to them as a trading partner. At the high level, they'll talk policy, they'll be against settlements and things like that. But as soon as you get off that top level, it's how can we work together as two countries to really help each other? And in that sense, they're very positive toward Israel. So this is what we expect. It is good news for Israel, and it continues to maintain a relationship, which, of course, we believe ultimately will grow stronger, but in a negative way for Israel. But it is good news for Israel at this point.
Rob, I have received a news article that says news from the European Union and the economy in Europe is depressing. That doesn't sound good for the immediate future anyway.
That's right. I have said, as you've often said, you're not a prophet or a seer, nor am I, but I look at trends. This is going where we expect. It's getting worse. It's one after the other starting to fall, and Spain has not responded to some of the attempts to bail them out, if you will, through the banks at this point. The Greeks are not wanting to really follow through on what they promised. So for Europe, it's leading to a deeper recession, and they're aware of that. And I believe it's going to force the European leaders to finally take actions that will show them as in control. But they're very slow to respond, so they're going to wait till it's a disaster almost. And then they'll respond, and in doing that, that's where the power of the EU will suddenly take big leaps forward. And as I've said many times, this is really the crisis that make the European Union be what we expect it to be, both biblically and what we observe it to be.
Yeah, that empire that we often talk about here on Prophecy Today. Dr. Rob Congdon reporting to us, a brief report this time from the European Union. And he's in his conference there in Chicago. Rob, blessings upon you there in your ministry, and we'll talk again next week.
It's good to talk to you. Goodbye.